It's always tough when there's only so many roles in a particular season, especially for children. And we were just having hundreds and hundreds of children come out for auditions. We reached back out to them and said, hey, why don't you come back out and we'll do an intermission program where you can sing and dance and show everyone, you know, how terrific, the audition pool is and what a tough, tough decision it is. In casting with so much talent available to us. Last year's theme was Trolls because Trolls was a popular movie. So this year, following that same kind of theme that we established last year, we have the Muni Incredibles.
With The Incredibles 2 in theaters since June, The Muni Incredibles is only just beginning. Mac Warren, who sits on the managerial board for the Springfield Muni Opera, has been leading a program at the theater for the last 2 years to encourage kids from the Muni's children's auditions to pursue musical theater.
I've directed a couple of kids' shows out there, and I tell you, there's lots of tough decisions that you make in life. One of the worst is looking at hundreds of children who audition for your show and having to make that decision. You know, there's lots and lots of adult roles. And we do say, hey, sorry, you did a great job at auditions to adults. To children, it's just especially gut-wrenching. And these kids were great.
Evolving from last year, the program now ends with a full-length show at the end of the Muni season.
If you've ever seen performances like First Night, where it's a collection of songs and dances kind of put together in almost a musical and dance and performance review. That's kind of its format. Program runs about an hour. That does not include an intermission because we'd like a lot of younger kids who maybe are thinking about getting up on stage or going into dance or going into singing or things like that. We'd love for them to come out and check it out as well. So even though it's an hour total performance time or so, we wanted to have like a little intermission in there so they could take a break, get excited for, you know, this quote second act as it were.
The program not only teaches kids about performance, but about behind-the-scenes work as well.
So this year we've taken what we learned from last year and moved forward to do a audition workshop. Even had a fun game where we had the children sit behind the tables and the staff had to audition for the children and they had to pick between the staff and kind of learn so they could see how tough that decision is too.
But being on stage is far from the only important part to play in community theater. Places like the Muni need people to fill all kinds of roles to have a successful season.
I've been president of Muni twice, and one of the things you quickly learn is the number. You form a small army of volunteers to even make something as large as the Springfield Muni Opera work, and you need parents and children and performers and volunteers in the front of the house and people selling tickets and painters and builders. I mean, it is the best way to describe it is like this artistic army. So in order for that to be possible 20 years from now, sow that field now to show some of these younger people the importance of the Muni.
The cast of the Muni Incredibles is filled for this year, but visit the Springfield Muni's website to learn more about the program and find out how you or your child can get involved. I'm Lizzie Roars for NPR Illinois.